This picture here shows something that should not be true. So this illustrates the type of test a random number generator should pass. If you take x of n and do a scatter plot of x of n versus x of n plus 1, it should be totally uniform. There should be no correlation between the consecutive values of random numbers. And here was a very old result coming from probably about 8 years ago from a random number generator with the Turbo Pascal compiler at that time. And it had this beautiful structure here and here, which show very clear non-random correlations, which is unacceptable. So this was blatantly bad. Now, the example I gave you of this physics computation that was wrong, it had nothing as blatant as this. If it was wrong, it was some correlation between x of n plus 64 with x of n, or something like that. Because if you think about a physics problem, and we haven't really done it yet, but let's imagine we had a grid which was 64 cubed, then we're assigning, although this is not usually what we quite do, maybe you assign one random number to a consecutive point. We notice that x of n plus 64 is probably a very nearby point to x of, might be used by a nearby spatial point, because you'll use up 64 random numbers, and the next one would probably be assigned to the grid point one above the first grid point. So when you do simulations on lattices, there are a lot of relevance of some very high period correlations, because the way you use these random numbers has correlations in it. So you can be extremely sensitive to some rather peculiar correlations. So you need to think carefully to make certain such correlations don't exist. And really, the only way I think in practice to do this is to just test it. You just have to run a set of tests. But I believe that although it sounds difficult, this is not a real problem. Namely, this is a well enough understood technology that it works.